Duval.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live. Let me hear the people out here. Let me hear. Clap it up. Hey, you in the golf shirt, man. Clap your hand. Hey, you in the golf shirt. Clap your hands, baby. I need you. There we go. I need you. Beer on me, baby. There you go.
I'm going to get everyone. I'm going to get somebody. Look,
he immediately turned to that bartender and said, you heard him.
You heard him, damn it. Get him. No, but we're having a good time. We are here. Buffalo Wild Wings, our first Thirsty Thursday of the season. And I see the Bud Light girls, the Bud Light people around here handing out some prizes themselves. My man right there, your Razorback, got him one. There you go. Come I on. See you. And you can have some fun here with us. Again, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, if you have not put your name in our raffle box, you got a chance to win some Bud Light swag. And in the 5 o'clock hour, there is a signed football from the Pro Bowler, Daniil Hunter. You can win in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. Shay right here holding it up. He will help you out, and you got a chance to walk away as a winner. So come on out. It is a good time that we're having. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Football is back. A little bit later on, the Eagles and the Cowboys will get going. I do want to get across some news. If you missed it in the last segment, Tyler came in with breaking news. It looks like Christian Kirk will miss a couple of games potentially with a strained hamstring. So he is definitely out Sunday and could be out for a couple of weeks. So that is not great news. And then Aaron Wilson reports they are planning to go without not just Christian Kirk, but also their punt returner and another option in the slot, Braxton Berrios. He also is having a hamstring issue. And then when we get to injuries, nobody does it better than the Houston Astros. So let's slide over there to the Dyke and Park. The Astros, according to Joe Espada, are still awaiting MRI results from Spencer Arrighetti. They placed Spencer Arrighetti on the IL yesterday with right elbow inflammation. Joe Espada acknowledged it will be, quote, tough for him to get back for the remainder of the regular season. So that is the latest there with Spencer Arrighetti. And, Clint, we talked about it when we first said this in the 2 o'clock hour. Hell, it's September, man. It's September 4th right now. The postseason starts in October. You got right elbow inflammation. It's hard to think that time frame adding up. This may just be a really tough lost season for Spencer Arrighetti, and this isn't great news.
It's definitely something them boys need to lose a little sleep over. I mean, look, here's the deal. Yep. It's one of three for me. I mean, the Astros, as an Astros fan, I just need one of three to work out. I don't care. I felt like I was somewhat emotionally tied to Lance McCullers, and now that he has clearly pissed down his leg and he is not part of this equation.
And you walked off of that.
I'm done. I mean, I don't have any. Like, I wanted, like, I genuinely, they're on their way. I genuinely and sincerely wanted to see him rebound and help us win some games. Clearly, that's not going to happen. Now, I'm down to one of three. I need Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, Spencer Arrighetti. I need one of those three to step up. I don't care. I honestly don't care which one it is. I need one of those three guys to prove that they can be a number three starter in a rotation and we can have confidence going against a playoff caliber baseball team. That's it. One of three. Don't care who it is. And Spencer Arrighetti, as you mentioned, if this tightness turns into something beyond the 15-day IL, then obviously he's out of the mix and I'm down to one of two. But right now, I got a three-horse race, and I just need one of them to finish.
Yeah.
We'll see. Very promising weekend from all three of them.
It was.
So, you know, hopefully one of them can stay the course for the next – I mean, damn, what are we down to? We got to be down to 17, 18 games left?
Probably around 20 games, something around that.
I believe it's 22, I want to say.
22?
Yeah.
I'm 22 and I'm back in the game. I hear – yeah, it's low there, so – that's the latest there from the injury front from both the Texans and the Astros. All right, let's roll through them. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can do this as well. Tyler, you can jump in also if you so choose. Actually, you better, at least because I want to write these down. Because last year I had Josh Allen winning the MVP. I had the Chiefs and the Lions in the Super Bowl, so I got half of that right. But we'll go through our preseason picks to have them on the board. Let's start with some fun here, Clint and Tyler. Clint, who is one team, because this happens every year, there's a team that missed the playoffs that seems to come back and make the playoffs the next year. Who is your one team that you would say, all right, this team didn't make the playoffs last year, but they'll make it this year?
I'm going to give you one in each on each side, in each conference. I'm going to give you Bengals in the AFC, the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC. I don't think it's a stretch. I'm not – this isn't earth-shattering. The Bengals got arguably, the best quarterback offense in the league. Yeah. And the Atlanta Falcons, were, what, they have eight wins last year? I mean, so they're not far from it, a couple wins away from it. But I'm going to go with those two. The Bengals, Joe Burrow, that offense, high-scoring offense. Boy, if they can just put any level of defense on the field, then they got a real chance to make the playoffs. And then Atlanta, I just like those. I like the youngsters that they've got. They got a lot of talent at the skill position offensively. Made some moves on the defensive side to get better in the pass rush department. I like Atlanta. I'll go with them to make the playoffs.
I had two AFC teams I was struggling with. The Patriots, I think, are
– Wow, that's a big jump.
Or a team – yeah, I think Mike Vrabel, Drake May was starting to show some things. And their division is – it's Buffalo, but then it's Miami, who looks like they're liable to fall apart at any point, fire their coach in the middle of the season. And then, obviously, the Jets are kind of starting over. But I decided to go with the Jags. I think the Texans will win the division, but I think the Jags, yeah, I think the Jags can be a wild card team with their schedule and their division as well. And I like the upgrades they had. And yes, that dude is weird, but he seems to find a way to handle quarterbacks and offenses. And so I like the Jags to be a team that made it, that didn't make it last year, to make it this year.
Try to tell you, man, Jags and Angels.
It. Tyler, you
Jags
got one?
Jags and Angels. I do.
You got one, Tyler?
I got a one team for you.
Go ahead.
San Francisco 49ers.
That's a good one.
Last
That's
year a was one. A disaster, but in the the Lynch era, man, I mean, they've been one of the prototypical squads you would want heading into the playoffs each and every season in San Francisco until last year. So if things stay healthy, I'm rolling with the 49ers.
All right, Clint, who was your Defensive Player of the Year and your MVP this year?
You'll like this. I'm going Defensive Player of the Year, Will Anderson. And I don't think it's a homer take. I think he's in the conversation. I think when you look at Defensive Player of the Year, you got to have double-digit sacks off the end, I think, more than likely, and I think he gets there. You got to be a guy that plays the run as well as you play the pass. I think he checks that box, and I think he has officially arrived on the NFL landscape, and people are going to give credit where credit is due. I think Will Anderson is a guy that I see getting Defensive Player of the Year.
Your MVP?
MVP, I'm going Jaden Daniels.
Oh, okay.
Going Jaden Daniels.
You like Washington.
Yeah, well, I think, they add weapons, they add protection. He gets his offensive coordinator back. It's a high-flying offense. I do think the legs are real with Jaden Daniels. A lot of guys use their legs and maybe have a big year when it's not expected. I think his legs are real. I think he's as good as anybody not named Lamar Jackson when it comes to using his legs as part of their plan and what they do. So, I think he's – I think Jaden Daniels is the guy this year.
All right, if Clint is right, Cal and Hannah, 48-200. That would be the numbers that you might want to start looking at with Will Anderson if he wins Defensive Player of the Year. Micah Parsons got $47 million. He got $190 million overall. That's the numbers you got to start looking at.
Get that checkbook ready.
There you go. For me, Defensive Player of the Year, I'm gonna go Micah Parsons. I think the Packers are gonna be really good, and there's a story there that people are gonna be watching, and I think he's gonna go off because I think he's got a better defense around him. And then my MVP is Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow will win enough games this year, and they are throwing the hell out of it, and he'll put up big numbers. And it's always about a story. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and now Mahomes has two. Josh Allen won his first one last year. Lamar's got two. He is the one quarterback of those guys that haven't won it. So I go Joe Burrow. Tyler, who's your Defensive Player of the Year and your MVP?
Ooh, Defensive Player of the Year. I'm going to go with the Aggie that won it in 2023, Myles Garrett. I think he'll be even more motivated in some ways after getting that big payday for the Cleveland Browns. And he'll go to work as he always does. So I got Myles Garrett there. And MVP, I don't know. I mean, I want to say Mahomes, but I really hope I'm wrong. I'm tired of him.
There's no need to be wrong about that.
All right, tired of the White House kid.
You
man.
Got it. You got Mahomes on there. All right, what's your who's your Super Bowl, Clint?
My Super Bowl is Eagles, Ravens.
Yeah, I think that I've seen that a lot. I've seen that picked a lot. Tyler, I'm gonna go. Chiefs, Packers. I said. I think Micah is gonna have a big year, and I think the Chiefs are pissed. All right, Tyler, what's your Super Bowl?
I'm going Eagles, Bills.
Eagles, Bills. I've seen that a lot too. A lot of people love the Eagles, and a lot of people love the Bills and the Ravens. That's what Vegas.